Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. At the end of the 11th chapter of Matthew, Jesus turns to the towns where he did 90% of his teaching and worked most of his miracles. He turns toward Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum and predicts their downfall. Matthew 11 tells us, "Then he began to reproach the towns where most of his mighty deeds had been done, because they would not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the netherworld. For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than for you." And the fact is, all three of these towns lost their inhabitants and disappeared, and it was not until the 20th century that they found Capernaum completely covered over, buried in mud. The inhabitants of Chorazin had to flee because of the unrelenting earthquakes that destroyed the town, and they were never able to resettle. And Bethsaida, well, it has never been found. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The first thing to note is that Jesus isn't just talking to individuals. He's speaking to towns. He's talking to places. Why? Because there is in every human being a God-given love of the place where you belong, the place you are from, the place you call home. Crowds cheer whenever a talk show host names the place they're from. Sports teams enjoy so much popularity because they represent the places people identify with. We are meant to have a love and a loyalty to our place, our nation, our culture. Even the Catechism says, "The love and service of one's country follow from the duty of gratitude and belong to the order of charity." So we're supposed to celebrate who we are and where we're from. And we're supposed to pledge ourselves to support and serve the common good of our place. But as Christians, we need to remember that our people, our place, our culture can only thrive if it remains in right relationship with God. And if it doesn't, then the places we love are doomed to corruption, decay, and eventual death. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Whether a place thrives or not depends on whether it accepts Christ. Everyone wants to believe that if we just tweak the system enough, we can guarantee the health and prosperity of our society. If we just get the right officials elected, if we just get the power balance of the different branches right, if we just work the kinks out of the electoral process, if we just keep the economy strong. Those things are all important in their own way, but none of them is what makes or breaks a people or a culture or a nation. What determines whether a culture is saved or lost is whether they accept or reject Christ. If the people of a place is godly, that place will be blessed. Yes, they may go through hard times, they may struggle materially, but they'll be okay, because they'll be right with God, and so everything else will be okay. If the people of a place reject God, however, if they reject Christ, if they vote for anti-Christian laws, if they indulge in anti-Christian entertainment, if they let the love of Christ die in their hearts and in their homes, then, as Christ said, Woe to that people! They will not be brought up to heaven. They will be cast down to hell. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
If the root of the word culture is derived from cult, which implies what a community worships, then losing faith or what is worshipped will consequently lead to the decline or loss of that community's culture. Capernaum, Bethsaida, and Chorazin rejected Christ, lost their faith, and then they lost their towns. In the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible, John is told to write to the churches of 11 cities to warn them of the spiritual threats they were facing. But they lost their faith, and the churches in those cities are gone now. Those cities are no longer Christian. We in the West come from a Christian nation, a Christian culture. If we care about it at all, we should care that our culture is losing its faith, that we indulge in demonic entertainment, that we live godless lives, that our children have walked away from their faith. And all the time, Christ has been with us. The church has been with us. We've known the Lord, and we have not believed and repented. We've not become virtuous. If we love where we are, where we come from, then we have to commit to saving our land by saving and spreading our faith. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
It's interesting that when Jesus is condemning the towns of Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum, he brings up the cities of Tyre and Sidon. He says, if the wonders done for you had been done for them, they would have repented. In other words, he's saying, those godless cities, those forsaken cities, they could have believed in the gospel. And in fact, those places, the land of Tyre and Sidon, did accept the gospel when the apostles came to evangelize there. Those cities are in Lebanon, one of the most ancient Catholic countries in the world. Even when they were overrun by Islam, the Christians of Lebanon have held firm to their faith. So what does that mean? It means that no matter how godless, no matter how spiritually destitute, there is still a chance for any people, any place, any culture to repent, to accept the gospel, and to be restored to sanity and holiness. But it's up to the people in it. So, if we would save our culture, save our country, and our people, then we must do what Our Lady has told us to do. Every day, meditate on the Word of God in the Rosary, and then put what you meditate on into practice. Live it. For Our Lady said at the approved apparition of Our Lady of the Rosary, you see this crown because this is what I want you to do, a real crown of rosaries. Pray, my children, pray. How many mouths remain silent, still without even knowing a single prayer which may bring them close to the Lord? The Holy Rosary is the weapon which the enemy fears. It is also the refuge of those who look for relief for their suffering, and it is the door to enter into my heart. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, I'm struck by this event, and it's why we did this meditation, because one time I was in the Holy Land in Israel, and I was with my friend George, and we were in his van, and we were way up north in Israel, and I was tired, so I was sleeping in the back of the van as we were driving back to the Sea of Galilee. Mm-hmm. And he just mentioned, oh, we're coming by Chorazin. And I said, I popped up and I said, stop. I want to see Chorazin, you know, because it's this biblical town. Mm-hmm. Where Jesus did a lot of his teaching and miracles. And so we pulled over and we got out, and it's just rubble, and they've turned it into a national park. Mm-hmm. And there's a park ranger at the little booth there, and it was this young Israeli girl, and I started talking to her, asking her about Chorazin, and I asked her why did they not resettle this. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, they tried many times, but every time they resettled it, violent earthquakes shook it to pieces, and they finally just gave up.
Huh.
And then, as I mentioned in the rosary, archaeologists still argue about where Bethsaida is. They can't find it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only, about 100 years ago,
mm-hmm,
that they found Capernaum on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, totally, yeah, under mud.
Hmm.
It's amazing.
Yeah. It's interesting, because aren't there similar stories with rebuilding the temple? But it seems like real estate must be very interesting in Israel, because they must be like, should we put a building here? Well, let's try and see if the ground rumbles.
Yeah, because the temple in Jerusalem was destroyed in the year 70.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the Jews were exiled by the Romans, And then there was another Jewish revolution in 132 AD, the Bar Kokhba, Son of the Star Revolution. And that's when the Emperor Hadrian finally said, okay, that's it. No more. No more Jewish revolutions. And he banned them from the city, only allowed them to come back one time a year to mourn the loss of the temple. So there was, from after 70 AD, there's never been a Jewish temple in Jerusalem. But one of the emperors, Byzantine emperors, Julian, who was Catholic, who renounced his faith and married a Jewish woman, that's why he got his name Julian the Apostate. His Jewish wife tried to talk him into rebuilding the temple, and he tried. And the local historians recount that there, as the workers tried to rebuild the temple, there were violent earthquakes, and then finally fire came up, erupted out of the ground, and they just stopped. And they never tried to rebuild the temple after.
Yeah, that would probably stop me. Interesting. I don't quite know what my takeaway is. I'm not really trying to build anything right now.
To me, it's just, I think that we have this idea that there's no connection between the moral and spiritual world and the physical world.
Yeah, yeah.
That it doesn't matter what we do morally and spiritually. It doesn't affect us physically. Mm-hmm. It doesn't affect our world. And so if you want to have faith, keep it private.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't have...
I see how this wraps back to the meditation.
Yeah, it doesn't have any bearing mm-hmm. in the world. But the fact is that, think about this. When Adam and Eve sinned, so there was a fourfold harmony in the world. Mm-hmm. This is very important. Mm-hmm. We should do a meditation on this someday.
Yeah.
There was a fourfold harmony with creation. There was a harmony between God and mankind. There was a harmony between the man and the woman. I could never imagine what that would be like. There was an internal harmony within us. Mm-hmm. And there was a harmony between man and creation. But when they sinned, that fourfold harmony was ruptured. Mm-hmm. And at that moment, not only was it the harmony ruptured between God and man, but there was a harmony that was ruptured in the world. And that's why we have natural disasters. That's why we have diseases. That's why men and women can't understand each other. Literally.
It's like the Tower of Babel for the sexes.
Yeah. So a spiritual break between God and man, a moral break between God and man, caused a physical rupture in the world. So this is what we don't get. The more that sin grows in the world, the more we will see not only moral decay, but we'll see more war. We'll also see more natural disasters. Mm-hmm. It's all tied together.
Or on the opposite end of that spectrum, you think of Saint Francis and animals, or who was that one saint? She didn't want her brother to leave, so the storm just starts.
Yes,
she
Saint
prays
Scholastica.
The storms. But the difference of being in tune spiritually and the world sort of following suit.
Well, I mean, Jesus is God, but also because he was in perfect union with the Father, the forces of nature obeyed him. Mm-hmm. It was at the service of him. Mm-hmm. But the point is, here's the bottom line. The rosary can alter world events and save souls. This is the message Our Lady has constantly given us, that if mm-hmm. we want, we can look at the news or look at our world in despair, or we can do something that actually works, and that's pray the rosary every day.
Yeah. And that Our spiritual lives, our spiritual community has an incredible, the most impactful impact that you can have. And that's not, it's not negligible. It's not this hobby that you have on the side. That is the most important impact that you can have on the greater community and population in this country.
Well, actually,
and that it's important to do that because we should care about the country.
Of course.
I can get a little individualistic about, well, I'm just gonna take care of me. I can't do nothing about it. And there are things I can't do about it, but we should care what happens.
Absolutely. And actually, the two most powerful things, the first most powerful thing for good in the world, objectively, is the Mass. So
yeah.
Every time a priest celebrates Mass, he's doing the greatest good for the world possible. So then we get to go enter into that.
Mm-hmm. I need to be better about actually offering up that sacrifice.
Yeah.
Not sacrifice in the sense of this is great suffering. I have to sit and stand for a little bit, but offer up the sacrifice.
The sacrifice of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So what the priest is doing, just celebrating Mass, is the first greatest objective good for the world.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, I would say the rosary, our part, the rosary every day.
Yeah, that's a fair resolution.
Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.